Welcome to FedScoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio for Friday, April 5th, 2013. I am your host, David Stegen. A couple great things to talk about today. First thing I wanted to touch on is OMB put out some new guidance when it comes to sequestration. Yes, sequestration, it is a reality. And it seems like, at least from OMB, there's maybe a little confusion or just some things that the Office of Management and Budget wanted to clear up when it comes to federal agencies. In the memo, Federal Controller Danny Werfel touched on a few key things, mostly on how agencies should handle spending cuts to core mission areas, funding for agency inspector generals, discretionary monetary awards, and how to reduce the burden on state, local, and tribal governments. I won't go into everything that is in the memo. You can read the whole thing up on fedscoop.com, but basically the key, you know, really what it comes down to is, you know, some of the stuff agencies need to figure out for themselves using kind of common sense is really what I took away from the memo. Wonder what everybody else think. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, at David Stegen, or shoot me an email, I would love to hear your thoughts about the memo. Other interesting thing, story that came out yesterday was that Linda Curritin, the now former CIO at NASA, has started her own company, Muse Technologies Incorporated. It's going to be an IT kind of consulting firm. I guess it's probably going to start off as Linda and kind of going around and giving her insights to different companies. That's kind of my guess of where it'll start, but who knows what Linda's grand plans are. Actually, I'm going to talk to Linda later today on Friday afternoon. Should post it Monday or Tuesday of next week. Just about, you know, why she decided to start a company. What about, you know, kind of being a CEO and going down that road, you know, interest her. I kind of, you know, this week, Roger Baker, the former VA CIO, decided to join Agilex, a mid-tier company. You know, he took that route. You know, his ideas were kind of, you know, he wanted to be at a place that was big where he could still do some stuff, but not too big where, you know, he was kind of would kind of get bogged down. He wanted to be able to have a real impact and in some ways change the way companies, you know, go about helping the government. I'd be curious to see what Linda has to say. Unlike Roger, Linda, she spent her whole career in government, all 34 years. Roger has kind of bounced back between the public and private sectors throughout his career. So I'm going to wonder why Linda wanted to start her own company, what kind of things she's going to be looking to do, and really what her future is going to be going forward. I think it's going to be fascinating. Linda's obviously a great person. Everybody who I've met, you know, seems to really like and enjoy her. I've met her several times. She's always been super nice to me, so we're all going to be rooting for her with her new company and wish her the best with that. And like I said, we'll have a follow-up on her in a couple days, but we also have the initial report of her starting her new firm up on FedScoop.com as well. So I think that'll cover it for today. We're heading into end of the week here. Hope everybody has some fun plans for the weekend. I know I've got some good stuff lined up, and then early next week, have some other good stuff coming up on FedScoop.com. So, hope everybody out there has a good weekend. See you then.